am so thankful. I tell you, when you have your family with you, it just makes you feel so, so good. We very seldom get to be together, but it just blesses my heart, and I thank God for every one of them. I thank God that they live for the Lord and, you know, strive every day. We try to do His will, and I just hope I can be the mother. I've tried so hard to be that mother in front of all of my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that one day they'll know that their mother and their grandmother tried with everything she had to live and do right. And I just want to be a leader for them. I don't want to put no roses on myself, because I'm telling you, I have not done anything. But God has done it all. And I just want to give Him the praise this morning for it all.
Oh, God. girl. Will you turn your Bible to the book of Job? Job chapter number 1, verse number 16. We leave already saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for you. Appreciate you for coming. What a great spirit that we've had already. Amen. In God's house. Amen. I don't know about you, but I get excited to come to church. Amen. Amen. I love to be excited about the house of God. Amen. Job chapter number 1, verse number 16, reading through verse number 21. Amen. The Bible said, and while he was yet speaking, there came also another. Amen. There came another. Listen to what he says right here. And said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and hath burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Look at verse number 17. He said, while he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, and yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Verse number 18. He said, while he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, thy sons and thy daughters, they were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. Verse number 19. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they were dead. And I am only escaped alone to tell thee. Verse number 20. And when the Bible said, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshiped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Lord gave, and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse number 22. The Bible said, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move, Jeff. Lord, out of the way for a little while today, that I be able to get over on the holy ground. God, I know, Lord, that I'm not nothing today, but you're everything. Lord, hide us behind the cross. Lord, deliver that that needs to be delivered. God, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Humbly pray. Amen and amen. Very familiar scripture. Never the Lord's laid upon our heart today. Listen, if I had a message that I want to preach on today for a little while, listen to me on this right here. In your winter, amen. In your winter, amen. Listen, Tuesday I was walking around out in the yard out there at the house looking around. Listen, and I began to notice the grass is dead. Listen, and I began to look around. All the leaves are off the trees. Listen, and I thought about this. Wintertime can be a depressing time. Listen, it really can. Listen, the outside just don't have the sparkle that it has during the spring and the summer. Listen, it just seems like everything is dying. It seems like everything just don't have any life to it. The chill of the air. Listen, the wintertime. The winters of the season. Listen, but I'm telling you today, listen, sometimes in our own life, we go through a spiritual wintertime, listen, or a natural wintertime, listen, when things go wrong, and when things go bad, the valleys are deep, the valleys are wide, the mountains are high, and sometimes it just seems like, Brother Michael, we're in the middle of a personal wintertime, amen. Listen, neighbor, and I thought about this. Job was going through a personal winter time here in his life that we read about this morning. And I thought about this. The Bible said, listen, and he lost all of his sheep by fire. Amen. Listen, and the Bible said, the enemy, the Chaldeans, they came and they stole all of his camels. Listen, and one more came. came and said, how all your kids, all your family, how neighbor was in the house, how listen, in a great wind, how listen, tornado, a hurricane, whatever it may have been, but he said a great force of wind, how came in that house, how just crumbled down, how listen, and everybody that was in the house, how listen, died, how what a winter time, how for Job, amen, how listen, he lost his family, lost his health, how lost his wealth, lost everything, how listen, but the Bible said in all this, how Job charged God not foolishly, how listen, all of these things, and we find later on in the latter end, where the Bible said God blessed Job, how listen, better double really, than he had when he was in the beginning, how listen, sometimes in the midst of our winter, we want to quit, sometimes in the midst of those winter days, we want to turn to greener pastures, we want to listen, go here or go there, listen, but I've learned today, listen, the Bible said weeping, a man dear for a season, but joy come in the morning, and you can rest assured. You can rest assured this morning, just as soon as winter came, listen, springtime is around the corner. Listen, neighbor, today, all the ball field grass, they're in dormant right now. Listen, but that does not mean they're not living. Listen, neighbor, today, listen, it does not mean they're not growing and roots are not getting deeper. Listen, and it won't be but just a little while. Listen, the sun will begin to shine. It'll get 60, 70 degrees. I listen for a couple of days in a row. I listen, Brother Dwayne, in that grass. It'll begin to turn green. I listen, the leaves will begin to put on. The flowers will begin to bloom. I listen, and then it won't be long. About August, and we'll be saying, I can't wait for winter. Amen. I listen, and then that's the way we are, ain't it? I listen, but every one of us and each one of us, we have a winter time. I listen, the Bible said in Ecclesiastes, he said to every purpose under heaven, there is a season. There's a season you're on the mountain. There's a season you're in the valley. There's a season that it's springtime. There'll be a season that it's winter time. There'll be a season when everything is going right. And there'll be a season when everything is going wrong. But I've learned these things in the midst of these seasons, even in the midst of our winter times, God is still on the throne. Listen, and there's nothing that he cannot do to help us, to mold us into the image that he wants us to be in today, even in the midst of your winter. Even in the midst of your winter time, amen. I listen, we see here Job, a perfect example. And they were in one of the worst winter times that he'd ever been through. And I'm talking spiritually here today. I listen, sometimes we face storms. And sometimes we face battles. I listen, but it's in God who we have to learn how to rely on and depend on. I listen, three things that I want us to look at. And they were the Lord being our helper. When we're in the midst of our winter. I listen to what I asked this morning. How many of you are in the middle of your winter? I listen, and not naturally but spiritually. How many of us are facing storms? How many of us feel like the waves are over our head? How many of us can't seem like how to find a way out? I seem like we can find no hope. But I got good news for you. Jesus loves you. Jesus had said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you all the way to the end. I'm telling you, even in the midst of your winter, God knows what we need, and he knows when we need it today. Amen. In your winter time, we're in the midst of your winter time. Three things that we see today. Listen, number one, that we've seen Job do, and I believe it blessed Job. Amen. Listen, number one today, I believe in the middle of our winter, in the midst of our winter, I believe we ought to keep the faith. Amen. We got to keep the faith. I listen every day. The Bible said the definition for faith, I listen, simply means this: to put complete trust or confidence in someone. Amen. To put all the confidence that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. I listen, learning to lean on Him, learning to depend on Him. I see my friend when we're in the midst of the winter and we try to handle things ourselves, we just get lower. In the midst of the winter, and when we don't know where to go, and Satan says turn here and Satan says turn that, but the Bible said that Job, even in the midst of everything, and when he lost any hand, the Bible said Job sinned not. As a matter of fact, the Bible said he shaved his head and fell down on his knees and said, naked I came in and naked I'll leave. And so be the name of the Lord. I'm telling you today, in the midst of our winter, we cannot lose faith. We got to keep our faith, not in me, not in the government, but we got to keep our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I listen, I like that song, and it says, I care not today what tomorrow may bring, neither shadow of sunshine or rain. I'm living by faith.
Amen.
I'm living by faith. In the midst of our winter, in your winter time, when you're facing these things and it looks like there's no life around whatsoever, it gets dreary looking. Our beautiful homes that look so good in the spring, you know, you look at them in the winter, they don't even have the same appearance. They don't have the same appearance. It's the same house. That's the same lawn or grass or yard or whatever you want to call it. That's the same thing that's so vibrant and green in the summertime. And when you cut it, you get you a big old glass of sweet tea and you sit on the porch and you look out over it and you say, man, that looks good.
Yeah.
See, we don't do that in the wintertime. We don't even go out on the porch. Amen. But it's the same yard. It's the same house. And see, my friend, that's exactly sometime, Brother Greg, what the devil wants you and I. I listen, he wants to say, look at you now. Where's that vibrant life? Why ain't you shouting on the mountain? Why ain't you raising your hand and praising the Lord? Look at you now. And listen, it's not that you gave up hope. It's just you're in the middle of a winter time. I listen, I'm telling you, just grab a hold of that word faith. And put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and learn to lean upon Him, and He'll see us through today. Even in the midst of winter, and Job was going through a winter time. Job was going through a winter time. To put our complete trust or confidence in someone, we must never think within our own power. We must never think within our own power, our own strength. Amen. But we got to realize and rely on His power and His strength. It's not what I can do. It's what He can do. It's not what I have done. It's what He has done. That's why even in the midst of the valley, even in the midst of the storms, even in the midst of the troubles and trials, we got to learn to put our faith in Him. We know wintertime's coming. You know, in one part of the scripture, I know it's in the Bible. I can't think of where it's at right now, but the Bible says to consider the ant. To consider the ant. And the reason that it says that is, you know, the ant, all summer, all spring, you can look at them. And they're working, and they're toting food, and they're doing things back to that nest hole. And listen, in the midst of that winter, You don't see those ants like you do in the summertime. But see, during the bright days and the bright times, listen, have we got it up there? They're good, ain't they? Amen. Listen to what he says in Proverbs 6:6. He said, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. See, my friend, a lot of times when we're on the mountain, we forget there's another valley coming.
A lot of times when everything is going good, we forget about things. Hey, man, listen, every day, that's what I told somebody the other day. It's just like these homeless people that we got living in Polk County. Listen, when the temperature drops, I love what the community is doing. They're feeding them and they're bringing them in the cold. But what are we doing in the springtime? What are we doing in the summertime? What are we doing when everything else is going okay? That's why I said we need to consider the hand, because listen, I'm telling you, sooner or later, the winter time is coming, and it's in those winter times in your life that you're going to need an anchor. It's in those winter times in your life you're going to need someone or something to put your confidence and your trust in. I'm telling you today, in the winter times of our life, we've got to learn to rely on the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Got to learn to put on him. That's why he said, consider the ant. Amen. Keep the faith. We got to keep the faith. Put our complete confidence in the hands of Jesus Christ. Faith in his power. Wonder working power. Power to redeem. Power to forgive. Power to heal. Power to seal. That's what I'm talking about today. It's keep the faith in that is strong. Keep the faith that has been proven. Keep the faith even in the midst of your winter times. Job lost everything. He lost his camel. He lost his house. He lost his land. He lost his children. Oh, what a hard, hard, harsh winter time Job was going through. But in all this, he did not lose his faith. He did not lose his faith. And that's what we got to learn, that in the midst of winter, we got to keep our faith. Faith in his power, faith in his blood. Wonder working blood. There's still power in the blood, don't you agree? The blood that covers all of our sins. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. I've got the blood of Jesus applied to my heart. Listen, I don't have to worry about keeping myself saved. I've got the blood of Jesus, and I've got faith enough in him. I laid that in the hands of the Lord. Amen. I've just gave that to God, that even in the midst of my winter time, even in the midst of my personal winter time, like Job was going through, what a hard time. What a hard time. And it seems like now we're in the middle of a winter time naturally. And there's a lot of people today that are in the midst of a winter time spiritually. They're in a valley. They're going through storms. They're facing trials. They're going through things in their life that they never thought they would have to go through. But it's in the midst of those times. It's in the midst of that winter that we've got to keep the faith. We got to keep the faith. We got to have our anchor on the other side of Jordan. We got to keep our faith in him. Then number two, not only today, and when we're in the midst of your winter, we got to keep the faith. But number two today, we got to keep working. We got to keep working. We got to keep work. I like it says, I'll work, I'll pray, I'll labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. We got to work for the Lord Jesus Christ, even in the midst of the winter. Even in the midst when you don't see nothing happening, and when you don't feel nothing happening, and you don't get, your things in life are not blooming and they're not growing and they're not sprouting. In those times, we just gotta keep working. We gotta keep working. He said in one scripture, he said, look into the fields. And say not yet that it's 4 months to harvest. He said, but look unto the fields and said, they're already white for harvest, but the laborers are few. I'm telling you today, in the midst of your winter, we can't put our plow up. We can't put our tractor up. We got to keep plowing. We got to keep sowing. We got to keep doing that God would have us to do, even in the midst of our winter time, even when we don't feel like it, even when we don't feel other things of the world. We got to keep working for the honor and glory of Lord Jesus Christ. Even in the midst of your winter, even in the midst of your winter, there's times we preach and we don't feel like preaching. There's times you sing and you don't feel like singing. There's times these musicians, they play these instruments even when they don't feel like playing the musicians. Why? They're in the midst of the winter. We all go through them times. Sometimes it's hard to put on a smile, ain't it? Sometimes it's hard to smile, Sister Doris, when everything in your life seems like that it's crumbling down. It's hard to keep working for God when it seems like there's nothing coming in. That'd be like me, like going to work naturally. And I work this week and they say, I'm not going to pay you. I work next week and they say, I'm not going to pay you. And I work the next week and they say, I'm not going to pay you. After a while, I'm going to quit working. And that's where a lot of times we are, I'm going to quit going in. Some of y'all get that later. But even in our spiritual life, if we don't immediately receive the benefit, hey, listen, we want to plant a pepper plant and want a pepper tomorrow. And that's the way our spiritual life is. Sometimes we quit sowing because we don't reap nothing. And sometimes what we don't understand, it's in the midst of those winter times. You're not reaping anything, but you're sowing the seed. You're laying the plant out. God's doing the work. That's where everything is getting preserved. That's where everything is getting its nutrients. Why? Because spring is coming. You're going to need that to face those battles in your life. In the midst of our winter, Job went through a hard winter. He lost everything that he had. But this one thing Job did, he kept the faith and Job kept working. He kept working. Even in the midst of our personal winters that we face, we got to keep climbing the mountain. We got to keep climbing the mountain. I like that song that says, I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. Amen. Hey, if we could see this world from heaven's point of view, it would change everything, wouldn't it? Hey, man, so I'm telling you, just like Job did in the midst of our winters, when we're going through those things, we're facing those things, when we're just constantly looking up, when there's constantly bad news, it's in those days that we got to keep the faith. It's in those days we got to keep working for the honor and glory of God. Keep working. He said, look into the fields. He said, they're already white for harvest. But the laborers are few. The laborers are few. Nobody wants to work in the fields. Nobody wants to work in the fields, especially in the midst of our winter time. Especially in the midst of our winter times. But what we got to realize, he said, I'm the lily of the valley. He said, I'm the bright and morning star. He said, I'm the rose of Sharon. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. He said, I'm the beginning and the end. He said, I'm the first and the last. Amen. Listen, neighbor, see, the problem today is you and I, we see the beginning to the ending. But God sees from the ending to the beginning. Amen. And listen, in the midst of those winter times when it's hard to trust, in the midst of those winter times when all the things are going wrong, in the midst of those winter times when all the bad news is coming, listen, and the groceries are not being got and the bills are not being paid, and we're having financial and family and struggles in the midst of our lives, it's in those times in the winter that we got to keep our faith. And it's in those times in the midst of the winter we got to keep working. We got to keep working. We need laborers in the vineyard of the Lord. Job said, I'm just going to keep on serving him. Yeah, amen. Amen. I'm just going to keep on serving him. Amen. What one writer said, he said, for me to die, be the gain. Amen. For me to die, to be the gain. Working for Jesus Christ, the one that saved our soul from the devil's hell. We got to keep the faith and we got to keep working. And then number three today, we got to not only keep the faith and keep working, but we got to keep the vision. We keep the vision. Each one of us in our Christian life, we're to have a vision. We're to have a desire. That word vision means to stay focused. To stay focused. It's easy to have a vision. It's easy to see the growth. It's easy to see when things are exciting and things are happening. But it's in those winter days when we have to keep the vision that we do not perish. Amen. We got to keep the vision. Stay focused on where you're headed. not where you are now. Amen. Not where you've been, but where you're going. Keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling, even in the midst of the winter months, even in the midst of our winter, where we're going through those times in our life. Amen. You know what? In the winter months are the best time to prune those trees. You prune them in the summertime and you'll hurt them. You'll kill them. And sometimes in the winter months, you're thinking you're facing these things. And really all it is God's just pruning it. God's just pruning it. And you know every good tree or every good plant, after you prune it, it seems like it just grows and sprouts bigger and bigger. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today, so when the devil comes to you and he says, oh, look at you now in the midst of your winter, you know what you do? You just tell him, but he's still working on me. He's still working on me. Amen. It's not where I've been. It's not where I'm at. It's where I'm going. Amen. It's not what I used to be. It ain't what I am today. It's what I'm going to be tomorrow. Amen. I listen. It ain't the house I live in now. It's the house I'm going to live in. Thank God. It's not this world that I'm struggling in. It's in a better place. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad my anchor, it ain't here. It's on the other side of Jordan. Job said, even in the midst of all the winter, even in the midst of the struggles, I like what one writer said, even in the middle of the winter, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Yes, we are. Thank God. Even in your winter, even in those winter days, when you're going through those times, when it's cold, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but I get colder easy. So at least the last time I said, my feet's freezing. Amen. Y'all get there one day. In the midst of those winter, man, in the midst of the winter times, sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we don't understand why. They sing that song, why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures unknown? Amen. Ain't it amazing that even in the midst of our winters, God still passes by? God still passes by. Amen. Job said, I've lost everything. Man, what a day, wouldn't it? What a day. The Bible said the word of the Lord came, and they came to present themselves to the Lord. Job was a perfect and upright man. He eschewed evil, done the very best he could. Here he is, goes out that morning. They come and say, Job, all your sheep caught on fire over there, and every one of them dead. And Job, well, I can just see Job. Well, that's all right. We'll be fine. Then they come back and say, Job, wait a minute. Said the enemy came over the fence, and they got all your camels. Every one of them's gone. Then they come and they say, Job, said all your kids were over at one of the boys' houses. They were all there together, and they were having some kind of party or something over there. And said a great wind came, caused the house to crash, it killed everybody. Man, what a winter. What a winter. Have you ever said this? Have you ever made this statement? Surely nothing else can go wrong. It kept going wrong for Job. Sometimes it keeps going wrong for you and I. Sometimes we face that hard, harsh winter. Amen. Everything looks dead. There's no flowers blooming. Amen. Like I told Bobby yesterday, I went in to pick Betty up and I told Bobby, I said, well, I said, I guess this cold weather's going to kill my garden. Some of you know, do know you don't plant gardens in the winter. Except IGA and Ingles. He said, yep, this frost to get it. Amen. Boy, I tell you, that's the way the devil is sometimes. See, when we're doing so good, well, we're blooming so high. We're like a kite, we're flying so high. Man, we're on the mountain, everything. We can cough and God bless us. Amen. We've seen days like that here. Yeah. Amen. Listen, and this is in the scripture too. I'd have to hunt it. But we've reaped harvests we didn't sow. Yeah. We have. Yeah. We reap benefits that really wasn't nothing we did. God just blessed. God just blessed. Amen. But it's like that frost. The devil will throw a cold towel on it any time he can. He'll blow that frost in, and there you are in the midst of that winter. Amen. Well, we're not busting out the seams, or we're not seeing folks saved, or we're not getting this, we're not getting that. And next thing you know, the devil's done playing with your mind. But you know what I've done learned over the years? That even in the midst of the winter, I'm going to keep the faith.
Amen.
I'm going to keep the faith. Even in the midst of the winter, I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep laboring for the honor and glory of God. And then number three, even in all these things, in the midst of the winter, I'm going to keep that vision. I'm going to look what he says right here, John 4:38. That's it. I sent you to reap that wherein you bestowed no labor. You get that? I sent you to reap wherein you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and you are entered into their labors. Boy, ain't that something? Ain't that something? Amen. Now, naturally speaking, I love Brother Herman. I mean, he's like a son to me, like that. I love Brother Herman. But I'm going to tell you something. Every Thursday, they give me a check that says from the city of Rockmart. I'd have a problem if Herman come up here and got the same check every week and never worked. That wouldn't make a bit of sense. That'd be all right with you, wouldn't it? But that's what he said here. We have reaped from vineyards, Brother Herman, that we didn't sow. I'm going to tell you what we've done. We've jumped on other people's bandwagon and said, God bless us. God bless us. Even in the midst of winter, God will bless you from other vineyards. There's other ways that God blesses you even in the midst of the winters. What a winter Job went through. We all go through them. But Olivia, he said, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Don't lose that vision. Don't lose that vision. Keep that vision. Oh, God's doing this and God's going to do that. Don't lose the vision. Keep working. Keep working. For the honor and glory of God. Invite people. Come be with us in the house of God. Yes. Invite them to come go to church with you. Come, invite them to come to Sunday school. Invite them to be a part of a great, vibrant church that God's blessing. And I'm glad I'm a part of it.
Amen.
Even when we go through the winters, I'm going to be honest with you. I'd rather be here sometimes in the midst of winter than be at one of them bigger churches in a lot fancier places and their brightest day in the summer. I'd rather feel what I feel and know that it's real. Know the blessings of God. Job knew it. Job had experienced it. That's why he said, I'm not going nowhere, God. I'm going to stand for Jesus and let the world go by. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. You may be here this morning. You're in the midst of your winter. You're in the midst of your winter. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep working. And keep the vision. It's not where you are. It's not where you was. But it's where you're going. That's what God wants out of you and I today. Amen. Let us stand together, Brother Robin.
345.